This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 13, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, breezy, temperatures in the upper 30s. A former Peabody police sergeant was found guilty yesterday on domestic abuse charges and sentenced to spend 18 months in jail. The Salem News reports that 45-year-old Brendan O'Brien was found guilty of strangulation, domestic assault and battery, and violation of a restraining order. Prosecutors had asked for 2.5 years of prison time. Outgoing Essex County District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett was a recent guest on the Lynn TV show, The American Dream, hosted by Attorney James Carrigan. Blodgett was asked what issues the new district attorney will be facing.
One of the things that concerns me is what I see, you know, from my seat, is the increasing amount of violence among young people committing acts of violence. And it just saddens me that some of these people aren't concerned or afraid of the consequences. That when they're looking at the prospect of going to prison, it doesn't seem to faze them. And again, when the programs we have, we're trying to make people understand that your behavior is not going to help you in life. You want to change that behavior. But I do see an increase in gun violence amongst teenagers and juveniles. And that's certainly concerning and perplexing.
That's Essex County DA Jonathan Blodgett. Current State Representative Paul Tucker was elected as the new DA in November and will take office in January. In Beverly, the cleanup of contamination at the former Varian site on Sawyer Road could cost the company $34 million. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has ordered the company to come up with a cleanup plan. The company is evaluating multiple cleanup options for the site. Current Chief of Staff to Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, Dominic Pangallo, is running for mayor in Salem. In a podcast interview last week here on the website, he mentioned the important roles the next mayor will play regarding the city's schools.
I think despite the challenges of the past, Salem schools have really seen some tremendous positive change in the last couple of years. And it will be on the next mayor, who chairs our school committee, to ensure that that positive trajectory of the last couple of years continues and that we're improving where it's faltering. And the challenges aren't small. You know, as you said, Bill, you know, our kids everywhere in this generation are struggling with the ongoing issues created from the pandemic. Many of them lost family and friends. All of them lost learning time. And the ones who are suffering the most are disproportionately the ones who are already the most disadvantaged, economically, socially, emotionally, from a language access standpoint. But the work of educating our kids was important before COVID. It's certainly taken on a whole new level of complexity and urgency now. And as a Salem Public School parent, I am deeply invested in wanting our schools to succeed.
That's Dominic Pangallo, candidate for mayor in Salem. The city of Lynn is seeking a new school superintendent, and the search is down to the final three candidates. Today, one of the three finalists, Molly Cohen, will do a meet and greet at two locations in the city. Cohen is an interim deputy superintendent with the Lynn Schools, and details of her appearances today are posted below on our North Shore Today post. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And on behalf of my brothers, Michael and Jack, and all of us who work at Moynihan Lumber, I want to wish all of those listening a very Merry Christmas.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots beat the Cardinals last night in Arizona 27-13. Pats coach, Bill Belichick.
You know, proud of the way our defense hung in there. You know, made some big stops, big turnover, obviously, with Kyle and McMillan. And, offensively, played better. A tough break on the interception. Matt got his arm hit, but I thought we did some things better. Still got a long way to go.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. The Celtics lost to the Clippers last night, 113-93. They'll play at the Lakers tonight. The Bruins will host the Islanders this evening. The 1-0 Gloucester boys basketball team will open up their Northeastern Conference schedule tonight when they play at Danvers. This is Gloucester boys basketball coach Adam Philpott on this year's Fisherman team.
It's going to be an exciting year for us with kind of how our lineup is structured. I think we want to play a fast-paced, exciting style of basketball, and it should be a fun watch. And again, like I said, a lot of these kids, it's kind of trial by fire, and we're going to be learning as we go. But from our scrimmage in our first game early on, I like what I see in terms of just our willingness to compete and play physical. So it's a lot of things that we've seen in game one that causes issues are things that, you know, are are correctable on our end.
Gloucester coach Adam Philpott. The Gloucester hockey team will host Marblehead on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. This year's Fisherman team is not as explosive as last year's team, according to coach Derek Geary.
We know that we're not going to step on the ice and win games 6-2, 7-2 like we did at times last year. I mean, we've lost well over 150 points of offense on paper. But we've got a team that's very building confidence by the day. I think plays better defense than we've played in the last 3 or 4 years. And I think really buying into the underdog, if you will, or next guy up mentality might be more accurate. So we're getting excited about the team we have.
Gloucester coach Derek Geary, the Fishermen beat Concord Carlisle 3-2 in overtime in their season opener last weekend. And the Danvers hockey team is now 3-0 in the season. They won the Cobblestone Tournament last night in a shootout. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.